Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Former President Trump is to appear in federal court in Miami next week on charges of mishandling classified documents. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports on how the Republican presidential contenders are responding to Trump's legal troubles and how that could factor into next year's presidential race.
Trump's Republican challengers have been quick to criticize the Justice Department's decision to indict the former president. In a tweet, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the weaponization of federal law enforcement represents a mortal threat to a free society. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and former U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley took similar tacks, but stopped short of explicitly defending Trump. Before the charges were officially unsealed on Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence said such an indictment would be extremely divisive for the country. Trump is facing a slew of federal criminal charges, including 31 counts under the Espionage Act. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Heavy fighting is reported in southern and eastern occupied Ukraine, where Kyiv's forces have launched a counteroffensive against Russian-held territory. NPR's Charles Maines reports.
According to a Russian Defense Ministry spokesman, Ukraine's attempts to reclaim territory in the occupied regions of Donetsk and Zaporizhia, as well as the city of Bakhmut, had all failed, and Moscow's forces had destroyed multiple American and German tanks and used by Ukraine's army in the process. The claim was in keeping with a series of recent Russian army statements that its defenses have repeatedly thwarted Ukrainian attempts to break the Russian lines, and what Russian officials say is the start of a long-anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive. That view was endorsed by President Vladimir Putin, who said the use of Western tanks signaled Ukraine's offensive had definitely begun, but that Kyiv's forces had failed to achieve any of their objectives thus far. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Today marks 8 weeks since the outbreak of a conflict in Sudan that has killed hundreds and displaced more than 1.5 million people. With numerous ceasefires having failed, the fighting seems poised to drag into its third month. Kate Bartlett has more on the story.
The latest ceasefire, agreed to last for just 24 hours starting Saturday morning to allow for humanitarian aid, was brokered by Saudi Arabia amid widespread skepticism it would hold following previous failures. The conflict broke out on April 15th with two opposing generals, one in charge of government forces and the other a paramilitary group, vying for power. Major fighting has centered on Khartoum and the troubled region of Darfur. On Friday, in a bad sign for any peace efforts, the de facto government declared the UN envoy to the country persona non grata. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
This is NPR News from Washington. Federal officials say Ted Kaczynski, dubbed the Unabomber, died this morning in Butner, North Carolina. He was serving life in prison for a string of bombings over 17 years that killed 3 people and permanently maimed several others. No cause of death was provided. Kaczynski was 81. It's been 60 years since civil rights leader Medgar Evers was assassinated outside his home in Jackson, Mississippi. The killing was a catalyst for passage of the Civil Rights Act. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the National Park Service has opened the Evers House as a national monument.
On June 12, 1963, a Ku Klux Klan assassin gunned down Mississippi NAACP Field Secretary Medgar Evers in his carport. His wife, Merle, and their 3 children were inside. The ranch-style house is now preserved as the Medgar and Merle Evers Home National Monument. Merle Evers was there for a grand opening last week.
This is a very emotional time for me. Emotional because Medgar is so very much a part of me and he's here.
A remembrance ceremony and moment of silence are planned for today in Jackson. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Tonight is the Belmont Stakes, the 3rd race in horse racing's Triple Crown. It's also the 50th anniversary of the Belmont race when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. Celebrations have been overshadowed by a recent spike in deaths of horses at racetracks. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.